Happy Saturday to you. You are listening to Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. My name is Tim Tompkins. Phone lines are open, 904-340-1045. Again, that's 904-340-1045. And today we are so incredibly lucky. We are joined by two amazing guests. I have Priscilla Lagme here in the studio with me. She is the nurse manager for the Family Birthplace at St. Vincent's Clay County. I also have Dr. Heiler, an OBGYN and the OB section chief at St. Vincent's Clay County location as well. And so first off, thank you both so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
So, tell me about how excited you are. This the new family birthplace at St. Vincent's Clay County, it's opening up on Tuesday?
Yes, sir.
And how much preparation has gone into this?
There has been months and months of preparation to get this going here. We had a very nice grand opening last week. And with that, we invited the community to come have a look. And just the facility is amazing. The growth and the development and the whole community growing out that way has been wonderful. And it's just given us an opportunity to put a whole brand new facility really where there had none been previous.
So I was looking at the brochure that came out with it, and there were some parts of this that just I found really intriguing. And you're talking about just the meal options alone for people. Like, I'm looking this right here, and I guess the gourmet dinner for two, where people, after going through such an amazing experience, can sit there and have a steak and a lobster and celebrate together.
Correct. We are just thrilled to be one of the only facilities in our area to offer that service. It's the concierge services through St. Vincent's. And this gives, you know, family, friends, grandparents, spouses, significant others, opportunities to just celebrate that time with mom and baby and give her that gift of just an extra special occasion.
Now, this seems like it might be a bit groundbreaking, too, no?
It is groundbreaking news. Yes, we are the one, like I said, the only one in our community offering this service.
And it's not just the special food either. I'm looking at it right here, and that there's a luxury linen package, a deluxe linen package, a keepsake robe. And it seems like that's the kind of thing that, you know, I shouldn't say people are only giving birth once, but each and every birth that's given is just an absolutely special occasion that people are going to remember forever. And they get something that they get to take home in that.
Correct. This is just, birth is a life-changing event, and we want to make this very memorable for our patients, their families, and this baby. You know, these are keepsake items that they can take home just to you know, be able to remember this event every day.
And so I'm taking a look at this right here, and it's also talking to me about, it says that there is a secure text messaging service between the clinicians to allow for more efficient communication. Talk to me about that and how that impacts the process.
Correct. Those are called, they're really an iPhone. It's called a Volt phone. And we have every nurse that's on shift carries that phone so she can effectively communicate with the physician or any other provider needed to take care of the best care of that mom. So we can call Dr. Heiler from the bedside if we need to, just to tell him where we are in the care and get orders from him.
Yeah, and that's a tremendous convenience as far as right on the spot, making sure you know what's latest and current, and also that there's no lag or delay in a treatment option.
And so that's more communication between the nurse and the doctor, less the patient and the doctor?
Yes.
All right, and then and again, phone lines are open, 904-340-1045. Again, that's 904-340-1045. I'm also seeing here that there's a state-of-the-art infant security system.
There is. We have implemented the HUG security system.
Okay.
So in the delivery room, we will band the baby with the security tag. So this just gives us an extra special assurance that we can make sure that this baby is in the facility until discharge. We can tell where the baby's at in the facility. If mom gets out in the hallway to take a walk, we'll know every location that baby's at. And we don't take this band off until discharge.
Now, is that more of a... for the sake of comfort thing? Like, I hear these, I was listening to the radio the other day, for example, and I was hearing the story about this baby that was abducted from a hospital, and it was like 19 years later that it was discovered that the woman had stolen this baby. Is that something that happens on any relative frequency?
Fortunately, I have not been involved with one of those. I'm going to say that, Tim. So, yes, you know, unfortunately, it does happen throughout our nation. And these are just extra special measures that we take to ensure that doesn't happen at one of our facilities.
All right. And would either of you mind explaining the pre-registration process? So expecting moms are completely prepared. And, you know, how far ahead of time can they register?
They can register as soon as they find out they're pregnant with their first prenatal visit with their physician. These prenatal and registration forms are kept in the physician's offices, so they fill it out and just mail it in or call, and we can pre-register over the phone even. Just so when they arrive that we will be ready for them and know their name and won't delay service just to get all their insurance information. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and again, that's something that we've just gotten the new forms for. The facility's brand new, and we've got the forms and the paperwork and the contact information and all that that we now have available to give out.
And so how does that work, though? Somebody that's interested, how can they can go to the website and register from there? Or
correct. Right. They can dial the Clay County facility. Phone number is 602-BABY, which is 2229, and that will direct them right to registration, or they can go online at jackshealth.com and fill out those pre-registration forms there.
All right. And again, that phone number is 602-BABY. And would you say that you've had a fairly positive feedback about new mothers who have pre-registered?
We actually have had just a tremendous feedback. We had two community events recently, one with the donors of the hospital and then again with the community. Mm-hmm. And the feedback has just been tremendous. We know patients are even wanting to transfer their service just to be able to deliver at our facility.
And again, you are listening to Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. We are talking about the family birthplace at St. Vincent's Clay County that is opening up on Tuesday. So very excited for this. I have Dr. Heiler here in the studio with me, as well as Priscilla Lagme, the nurse manager for the family birthplace at St. Vincent's Healthcare. We're talking about pregnancy a bit too, and I want to transfer it over to the pregnancy side of that, if you guys are both okay with that. And a lot of people they're planning on getting pregnant. And what are some tips that you might have for somebody that is to prepare for the pregnancy?
That's a very good question here. One of the number one questions we get is for preconceptual type issues, like, I would like to be pregnant in the next month or the next year. And they ask a lot of questions on what's good advice and what to do. One of the number one things we like to do is just generally make sure the patient is healthy to have a pregnancy. So if they have underlying medical issues that may need attention, such as high blood pressure or diabetes or sugar control or asthma or other medical issues, to get those, you know, straightened up or under management before doing a pregnancy, because you want to be as healthy as possible beforehand. One of the other things is just some lifestyle changes. If your diet is poor, work on increasing a better diet, avoiding some things, to especially some sugars and some caffeine, and be healthy. And then the other would be having a good prenatal type vitamin and some folic acid supplementation, as far as just generally health to before any of that.
Can you talk to me a little bit about how important it is for someone to be at the correct weight? I've heard that you know, the getting gestational diabetes is a real possibility. Mm-hmm. And what it's like for the mother long term and the baby long term if they do develop gestational diabetes during a pregnancy.
Sure. One of our concerns with gestational diabetes is going to be both how it affects the mom and how it affects the baby. The best thing for gestational diabetes is sugar control. And that includes watching your diet and potentially adding some medications that may be necessary during the course of the pregnancy. The concern with diabetes on the baby is that the baby likes that sugar and tends to grow very large. And the concern with a large baby is difficulty with labors, difficult with the delivery, and a higher cesarean risk related to just physically things not fitting. Mm-hmm. The best advice is really diet and sugar control. And many times people will say they don't have sugar or they eat healthy. And then when you actually ask them or they write it down, you find out that there's Cokes and other things that is completely not appropriate for that.
If somebody is trying to make sure that they're at a healthy spot in their life to have a baby, but they're just having a really, really hard time getting to that desired weight or getting to that desired balance, is there anybody that you guys can refer to them to really help them get to that point? Or is it just like, well, we're just going to have to deal with the fact that you might develop gestational diabetes? And what, on your end, how far can you go to really help that, help to avoid that?
We can go quite a ways with that, and many times we'll make a referral to a dietitian to actually have them write down a diet calendar. What are you eating? What are you taking? What should you have based on height and weight? Where's an ideal point for you? And just make sure that you start fresh. If they need help, the dietitians within the hospital system are outstanding. They'll see the patient for a consultation ahead of time, give out a diet plan, some advice on really just what's appropriate to get started. There are also some medications if patients are on the edge of needing medication. Potentially medicines like metformin or glucophage can be used safely in pregnancy. And even if somebody needs insulin and insulin control, we can arrange a lot of that either ourselves directly or with a consultation of an endocrinologist if that's necessary.
And I've also heard that people shouldn't, they should try and stop drinking before they get pregnant?
Yes, sir. The hard concern on alcohol is we never really know how much alcohol is too much alcohol for baby effect. And the advice is to not drink any at all.
And smoking. We've all heard that entire lives. You got to stop smoking. I don't know if either of you can speak on it, so I hope I'm not putting you on the spot here. A lot of people seem like they are turning over to e-cigs, and you hear some people say electronic cigarettes are safe. You hear other people say that, no, they actually are not safe. What say you guys?
That's an area that I really am not as much familiar with on the e-cigarettes here. We encourage everybody to quit smoking to avoid the carcinogenics of the smoking. The nicotine portion is tremendously addictive, and me personally, I'm not a smoker, but we see everyday patients in the office who we encourage to smoke, and they just seem to never be able to do it. There's always I'm worried about this or I'm stressed about that,
I mean, quitting smoking is one of the hardest things that people will do their entire lives. You'll see people on their deathbed with COPD, for example. They keep smoking.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we've used nicotine patches, and we've used the gum and all of those types of agents to see if that will help at all.
Mm-hmm. And what about exercise before getting pregnant? Are there types of exercises that, if you can, for example, really – I don't know, strengthen up that core that might help the process of being pregnant and the additional weight gain that a mother would have?
Yeah, again, I agree, absolutely. Patients who maintain a healthy lifestyle and who exercise or maintain good physical condition during the course of the pregnancy do much better through the enlargement of the pregnancy, the backaches of the pregnancy, the weight gain of the pregnancy, and they typically are much, much, much stronger. Also, the person who's in healthy shape does much better in labor as well. They have the muscle, they have the control, they have the ability to tolerate the pains of the labor and do much better. We encourage everybody who has a healthy lifestyle to continuing doing so here. We don't really advise somebody to start brand new and start a marathon-type diet, marathon exercise, but good healthy lifestyle is wonderful.
Well, we have a lot of time left here on Ask the Doctor, which is brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. I'm joined by Dr. Heiler as well as Priscilla Lagme, the nurse manager for the Family Birthplace over at St. Vincent's Clay County. Phone lines are open 904-340-1045. Taking a break. Stay with us.
As kids go back to school, the weather forecast has never been more important. Get an accurate and dependable weather forecast on Jacksonville's severe weather station, News 104.5 WOKV.
Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. Today we are talking about the Family Birthplace at St. Vincent's Clay County, which does open on Tuesday, August 23rd, 3 days from now. Joined with me today, I have Priscilla Lagme, the nurse manager for the Family Birthplace at St. Vincent's Clay County, as well as Dr. Heiler, an OBGYN in the OB section chief at St. Vincent's Clay County as well. We're talking about this new facility that is opening up on Tuesday, like you said, and we spent the first part of the show talking about the different concierge service, the different food that people are going to be able to get, the linens, the text messaging service that just makes the communication so much better. How many family members and or friends of the expected mom are allowed to be in the room during labor and delivery?
You know, Tim, that's really up to them. You know, we're making this a family-friendly environment, so we really want you know, mom to make that decision, and we'll support her in those choices.
Okay. So the mother does have some input right there then.
She absolutely does.
And again, from the doctor's point of view, we really don't mind a family in that fact. We actually prefer that they be involved. And, you know, typically folks may have as many as three or four people in the room. Many times, depending on the family, the patient, the husband, the parents potentially, or grandmothers many times will be there as well.
And is there a specific policy regarding the children in the delivery room?
We will work with moms if that's their desire. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we want to make sure that she's safe, the baby's safe, and this child is safe.
Right.
So that is certainly an option for her, but we will work with moms one-on-one with that request.
How about the normal visitation hours?
We, you know, baby comes at all hours of the night, so we are really open to visitation hours as well. So they just have to gain access at the front with security, and we'll be able to let them in to see that new baby for sure.
All right. So I guess the hospitals, they go 24 hours a day then.
We do.
Yes, sir.
And is there a place for family and friends, members to eat while they're waiting?
There is. There is actually, like we talked about, the concierge service. Those are meals that are available from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week. That's something that mom and dad can order. There's also several, you know, I would even say options are right around the Clay County campus for them to get.
And so how soon after the pregnant woman comes to the hospital can she expect to be seen?
Immediately.
Yeah.
You know, we have a triage area prior to going into the LDRP suites. Mm-hmm. So we are immediately seeing them as soon as they present.
And is there specific parking for expected mothers and even family members?
There is some designated parking right in front of the family birthplace suite. So there's a circle driveway where she can be dropped off and parking's readily accessible.
How about personalized birthing plans? Do you guys honor those?
We absolutely do. You know, we want this to be the family's birth experience. You know, we're going to support whatever she wants, as natural as she wants, or as interventions that she wants. We want to support this and make her birthing experience what she wants to remember.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that many times people will come with a plan, and they would like to see it happen a certain way. And we'll honor that as much as possible, depending on the medical condition and how everything is going. But majority of the plans are very reasonable, and it's as long as they explain it to us ahead of time and we kind of know what they would like, we're willing to honor and agree with anything.
And tub births?
Right now we do not have a tub birth. There's no jacuzzi.
Okay. And when will the doctor decide that it is time to induce? Is that more of a case by case? Or
Many times if the patient is approaching their due date, the decision for induction is going to be based on the medical situation of the pregnancy. If everything is going very well, we like to see at least 39 weeks of pregnancy before having an induction. But more often, we like to leave the induction for a medical reason, such as, again, high blood pressure or diabetes or some medical concern related to possibly the growth or the fluid or the activity or testing that may happen. If things are completely normal, many times it's just better to let nature take course and the labor happen whenever that time of the day or the night may happen to be.
Right. And you are listening to Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. Phone lines are open, 904-340-1045. That cue music means that I must go ahead and take a break. We have some bills we have to pay. We have plenty of time left here on the show, though. Make sure you get those phone calls. And we have a look at your news, weather, and traffic with Ariel Wysocki coming up next.
Here on News 104.5 WOKV. My name is Ariel Wysocki. I'm filling in for Tim Tompkins. Today we are talking about the new St. Vincent's birthing location in Clay County. And it's opening actually on August 23rd, which is in 3 days on Tuesday. Joining me today is Priscilla Lagme, who is the nurse manager for the family birthplace at St. Vincent's Clay County. And also we have Dr. Heiler, which is an OBGYN and the OB section chief at St. Vincent's Clay County.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
So I know, as I was explaining, I actually lived in Clay County, and I had my son about a year ago, and I went to the Riverside location, and I was just so bummed out that, your hospital in Clay County was not open yet, so it's going to be really a big convenience for people in, that reside in Middleburg, Green Cove even, the Lake Asbury location. So it's such a great hospital to have instead of going all the way to Riverside. So a little bit about maybe right after the baby is born. I know that there was just several people that were coming in and out of the delivery room. And one of those people was the pediatrician. How many pediatricians do you have on staff that are assigned to take care of the newborn?
We actually have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week coverage for our neonatology service that will be there in the hospital providing newborn care if this family has not chosen a pediatrician. There are several area pediatricians in our area that will come and see the babies. Dr. Deborah Weyer is one of them, and she's right there in the medical office building next to the hospital. But if they've not chosen a pediatrician, then they can certainly choose our NEO group, and we'll see the baby throughout the hospital, say, and then recommend somebody at discharge.
Okay, perfect. And I know that there is some pediatricians within the hospital, too.
Yes, well. And all those physicians can be found on our website at jackshealth.com.
Perfect. Very good to know. And after the baby is born, I know that they immediately tend to give them a bath on the table within the room, and they prick the foot, I'm aware of. Can you explain kind of what they're looking for, why they're taking that blood test, and what exams they're going to do on the newborn?
Actually, we've recently changed our practice around bathing babies. We are doing delayed bathing now at all of our Jacksonville facilities. It is promoting skin-to-skin contact and bonding. So we're trying to delay that bath for the first 6 to 24 hours so that that baby can have that mom skin-to-skin time. As far as the heel stick, it is called a newborn screening test where we're testing the infant for protein feedings to make sure that this baby doesn't have any blood abnormalities that will prohibit the baby from ingesting the protein in the breast milk.
Okay, good to know. Now, speaking of breast milk, I know some new moms have already decided, hey, I'm going to just strictly enforce formula. And that's something I know that most hospitals, they carry their own specific formula that will be best for newborns, for their sensitive stomachs already. What about, because most new moms just freak out at the thought of breastfeeding. And what if they won't latch on? What if I'm not producing enough? And, you know, are there lactation consultants there able to help the new mom?
Yes, we've hired a full-time lactation counselor at our facility, ready to assist those moms during their hospital stay and after. You know, we're certainly going to do the education that breast milk is best, but we'll support the mom if that is her choice of formula.
Yes, and also from our point of view, we very much encourage the breastfeeding as well. It's clearly the best and the easiest formula. I mean, natural formula, it's right there for the baby to get nourishment. And the nurses are really wonderful from the lactation point of view as far as explaining how to get a good grip, how to position the infant, how to make everything, you know, go. Because many times people are frustrated. Those first few hours, they feel like nothing's happening. They don't have it right. They're just uncertain about the entire process. And the lactation nurses are outstanding. They're patient. They're able to explain it and get really a good start. Because if you get that good start, they'll continue it after discharge. And once they've continued it, then they tend to go months and months and months. If you fail in the first 24 hours, then you've pretty much given it up right away.
I know. I've had tremendous experience with the nurses at St. Vincent's. They're amazing. Now, as a new mother, most of them freak out at the thought of what if I'm not producing enough? Is there something, maybe some types of food that they can, you know, eat that will produce more milk, or how do they know they're producing enough? Because that was the biggest concern. Like, how do I know my baby's eating enough? But his stomach is so tiny that they're
mostly unaware of that. And I know the first liquid that comes out, you know,
is the colostrum.
Okay.
And that colostrum is very, very good for the baby. That has a lot of the immune system modulators, and it helps get everything started that way here. Many times the breastfeeding is a supply and demand process, and that if you offer yourself to the baby first, that's what helps bring on your letdown much further to keep that supply going. Many times people will feel frustrated, like they don't feel like it's working, they don't have a supply. The baby seems still to be fussy. And one of the easiest ways to tell is just how content is the baby. Because the baby is getting nutrition, they will tend to be, you know, they'll tend to be content and sleep. If the baby's still hungry or not getting supply, they will be more fussy or less wanting to sleep. Also, you can watch the diaper. If the baby has a wet diaper, then you clearly know that they're getting enough liquid that way. Because if they were getting no liquid, then there would be no urine output as well.
Okay, great. And how soon after would you say, I know C-sections are different from normal birthing. How soon after can the mom expect to leave with the baby?
Many times with a cesarean, there's an additional concern with the surgical incision, and people are more tender in the abdomen, and they're more tender where the operative part of the surgery was. The typical discharge is 48 hours or so after the baby has been born, if everything is well. And many times the reason for the cesarean may be, it may be a repeated cesarean that they had prior cesarean, or it may have been done for a medical indication such as blood pressure or preeclampsia, or it may have been done for a progress issue where the baby was large and there was not progress. And each of those may have to do with how good of a shape the patient was in before the surgery, and also everybody's a little different on how they move and how they feel and how their tolerance to either pain medications and procedures are. The average is 48 to 72-ish hours, but that's very variable depending on how the patient feels.
How the patient feels as well. Okay, very good. And I know that, well, with my son, he developed a bacterial infection. Is that pretty common that you see with newborns? He actually had to be on antibiotics. So as much as I, you know, wanted to get out of the hospital, it was actually on a holiday, Memorial Day. And we wanted to get out early, of course, but we couldn't because he was still on the antibiotics. Is that a pretty common? I forget what infection he was called, but I think it's a pretty common one. Yeah,
the most common infection we tend to see is something called group B strep or beta strep. And we screen all mothers for that in the beginning of the ninth month as an average. And what we're looking for there is just really at the time of labor, either fever in labor, sign on the baby's heart rate tracing that they may be showing sign of infection, potentially an elevated white blood cell count, or just an extended period of time since when the water had broke to when the baby was delivered. And again, we will cover with antibiotics if it's appropriate at the time of the hospital. And because the baby is a small baby and the baby can't talk like adults, we have to rely on the baby in the nursery laboratory tests like blood culture tests or white blood cell counts to determine whether a baby needs to have a treatment or not.
Okay, very good. And I'm sorry, I know he did get a vaccine. Do you guys do vaccinations, or if the mom's opposed to it, you just...
Yes, ma'am. The standard vaccine that's received at delivery is a hepatitis B vaccine. You may also receive a Rogam shot if you have an Rh blood type factor issue, and those are usually standard right at the time of delivery. The hepatitis B can be delayed to the pediatrician's office later if they would prefer to wait, but most commonly it's done right away because it's convenient and it's done, and then you know it's taken care of.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And... Well, that's the cue. And again, my name is Ariel Wysocki, and you are listening to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKB. And we are talking about St. Vincent's new birthing center in Clay County. Yay! The phone lines are open, 904-340-1045. Again, that's 904-340-1045. Are listening to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. I'm filling in for Tim Tompkins, and today we are talking about the new St. Vincent's Clay County birth location opening up this coming Tuesday, actually, August 23rd. And I am joined with Priscilla Lagme, which is the nurse manager for the family birthing place at St. Vincent's Clay County. And also we are joined by Dr. Heiler, an OBGYN and the OB section chief at St. Vincent's Clay County as well.
Good afternoon.
So there's only a few minutes left of the show. I was on your website, jackshealth.com. That's jackshealth.com. And I saw that there is a way expecting moms can maybe take a tour of the hospital before they schedule their, or pre-register, I guess. Can you explain how this works, how they can take a tour?
Yes, absolutely. We have we are touring families, patients and families twice weekly, so they can go on and just sign up for what time is relative for them, and they'll be escorted by one of our staff, and they'll be able to see every room within our unit just to give them an overview of what to expect when they arrive.
And there's also classes that they can sign up to take as well at the time of the tour, or even
either or they can sign up through classes through our Jax Health website. We do on-site childbirth classes as well as some breastfeeding classes through our lactation counselor, and or they can do that at the time of the tour.
Okay. And I know that, I mean, they really encourage partners to come as well. It's good for both.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we want this to be as much as a family unit as we can, because that is just promoting that bonding from the time the baby's born.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
And again, this is great for people residing in the Clay County area, of course. And I'm from Clay County myself, Middleburg, Green Cove, even West Side drivers in the Argyle locations too. It's just such a convenient location instead of traveling all the way downtown. So I'm sure you're going to get a lot of happy patients.
Yes, we had a very good turnout. The open house of the last weekend here, and we drew quite a collection of people who lived really West Side, Argyle, Oak Leaf, Lake Asbury, Green Cove. All of those areas had not seen the facility, and it was like amazing.
And we also, you know, the Clay County community has just opened their arms to our facility in Clay County since the opening on October of 13. And we know that they're just going to do the same with this birthplace opening on Tuesday.
I agree. We do have large expectations. This is going to get going very well right away.
Absolutely. So what are you guys, I guess, most excited about this coming Tuesday at the grand opening? Basically, how is it going to go? I guess I should say.
We are just most excited to be able to offer this service to this new patient population to Clay mm-hmm. County. We, you know, have done adult services within this facility since October of 13, but now having this new patient population to be able to take care of moms and infants is just, we are just thrilled to be able to open the doors for this service.
Mm-hmm. And we expect a nice growth opportunity for the whole Clay County area, the facility and all the surrounding areas. I'm going to really enjoy having this there.
Now maybe people that want to get pregnant, like we were talking to you earlier, Dr. Heiler, they can still arrange for a tour even though, you know, they're not.
Yes, ma'am. We're very welcome to anybody who would like to come have a look at the facility and also our office, which is right attached to the hospital right next door, to just come down and have a look and see if it's something they're interested in. The facility is amazing. It shows tremendously well. And just all the amenities that you would expect are just top of the line.
Great. And they can meet the staff, the nurses,
yes,
and labor and delivery department staff, maybe?
Yes, absolutely. We've been fortunate enough. You know, we've been doing this since December and preparing this unit for actually 2 years, but we've been fortunate enough to find all experienced staff. So these ladies that have just been given this opportunity are just thrilled to be able to take care of these patients in this new facility.
No, I agree.
Great. And again, your website, they can go to, maybe expecting mothers to pre-register so they get a spot fast, I'm sure. Do you have a waiting list?
Actually, there are some openings right now on the tours on the website.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would encourage them to sign up.
Okay. And that website, again, is jackshealth.com.
Yes, correct.
Perfect. So that website, again, you can go ahead and pre-register before all the spots get taken up at jackshealth.com. And again, I'm Ariel Wysocki filling in for Tim Tompkins with News 104.5 WOKV, and we are talking about the great new hospital in Clay County, St. Vincent's Birthing Center. And so it's opening up this coming Tuesday, August 23rd, so we're super excited about it.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.